Question was asked, can a person say, I'm not prone to learning Talmud, details of many halachot that I don't see their relevance in my life, I would like to just learn the bottom line, what am I supposed to do? So that answer spans two levels. On the one hand, the recommendation that's written in the Shach and Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's quoted in the introduction to the Chayei Adam, that's a generally accepted approach, is that when a person is what we call a balabas, he's a person who works a large part of his day and he has limited hours to dedicate to learning Torah, so then the approach is firstly, let him learn what's relevant to his knowledge of how to lead an observant life. So firstly, we do recommend that. We do recommend that for the working person who has limited hours, he should dedicate the hours he has of learning Torah, he should dedicate a substantial amount of those hours to learning Torah that is practically oriented. We also have a rule that anyone who's learning, en adam lamed elav mekom shelibo chafetz, a person learns best when they're learning what they desire. So if a person desires learning practical halachas, that's very good. Let them learn tractate Shabbos with the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Let them learn tractate brachos with the halachos. Let them learn psachim. Let them learn erevin. Let them learn sukkah. There's a lot of practical gemara.
Why learn those gemaras as opposed to the dinei halacha or the kitzur shulchan aruch or something?
So you're saying there are shortcut books. So if a person is limited in his time, so then he should learn the shortcut books, whichever one works for him. If it's kitzur shulchan aruch, chayei adam, or some of the other names you mentioned, there are many shortcut books, whichever one works for him, he can work with, and that's great. But you have to remember that he's losing the in-depth understanding of the halacha. And we give up on that in-depth understanding when we're limited in time, because you have to have a practical understanding. But a real understanding of the halacha only stems from the knowledge of the source all the way through the practical halacha. To read a response of Chacham Ovadia can give you a lot, but it's not giving you the full picture. The full picture is only when you've seen the Talmud, the Rishonim, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and then the latter commentaries. So can every person do that? Well, many people cannot. Many people have to work much of the day. So then for those people, you're right, the shortcut books are great. Should a person says when he comes into yeshiva and he has a lot of time to study and he has a lot of potential, should he say, I'm not cut out for this, let me just study the practical things? That's a pity. A person should take part of his time to study the practical things, but he should also take time to learn all the other stuff. The track record that most people have, the track record that the Jewish people have, is that those who connect to Talmud will usually be those that will continue learning consistently. It's true, Tanakh is Torah, and Mishnah is Torah, and Halacha is Torah, they're all Torah. Talmud is one segment of Torah. But at the end of the day, most Balabatim, those people who learn Daf Yomi, those people who learn Talmud every day, those are the people who ultimately, most of the time, they are the ones who consistently learn Torah. Whereas those who say, I'll learn my Pnine Halachot, I'll learn the Halacha Yomit, I'll do a little bit of Halacha every day, usually they don't evolve, they do not continue to grow. Talmud at the end of the day is what spurns people to growth. It's limitless in its depth, and the Talmud is what spurns people to grow. So is a person a kosher Jew if he says, I'm going to learn Tanakh and Mishnah and Halacha and Medrash, but Talmud is hard for me. He's kosher, he's fine. Should a person try to evolve into learning Talmud? He should. It's the heart of the halacha. It's the heart of understanding Tanakh and Mishnah and halacha. It is the heart of it all. But can a person get by without it? Yes. A person can have a rabbi and a person can learn the shortcut books and a person can manage without it. But it's recommended that a person should also connect to that. If he's a person who's learning in yeshiva, so then he has a lot of time to learn. So then for sure he should develop his knowledge of Talmud. A person should also know that Talmud is the type of thing where, firstly, growth is exponential, meaning you grow tremendously as you learn Talmud. It's not like you keep adding another one and another one. It's not like your growth is by incremental. It's exponential. And secondly, Talmud becomes more fun the more you do it. The more you know, the more fun it becomes. And the more you know, the more you can go in depth, the more you enjoy it, the more you have insights, the more it flows, The first five times you will learn Shas, it will be more difficult. The second five times will be less difficult and more fun. Because as you familiarize yourself with the terminology, and as you familiarize yourself with the system, and as you familiarize yourself with each page, so then it becomes easier to read and more pleasurable, and you understand the broader system. But again, the beginning is hard. The story goes, I don't know if it's true, but the story goes that a student asked Rav Nevenzahl, what should I do? I don't enjoy learning Talmud. And Rav Nevenzahl said, it took me 20 years learning Talmud before I started enjoying it. I don't know if it's true, but it's believable. It's believable. Ah, fine, I don't know. I don't know. The point is still an important point. The more you study, then, the easier it becomes, and then the more enjoyable it becomes. And a person should also try learning more bikiyut, covering ground. A person should also try learning from different rabbis. Sometimes a person does not enjoy it when he learns from this rabbi, and he does enjoy it when he learns from another rabbi. The differences in styles are tremendous. And bottom line, learning the practical halacha is very important. When a person is limited in time, he definitely has to give that a higher priority. But when a person has the time, it would be criminal not to develop the skills to learn Talmud, because at the end of the day, even though initially Talmud is hard and tedious and less enjoyable, in the long run, it is the key to understanding all of Judaism.